From the Rector. Do you know that feeling when you have a fragment of a tune stuck in your head, but you can't remember the rest of the tune? It sits there like an echo, a flash of a memory, a shadow of something you know is out there, but no matter how hard you try, it's impossible to reconstruct the entire melody from what is stuck in your brain. It happens to me all the time. Maybe it's a hangover from having once made most of my living as a musician. I can be humming something for weeks, saying, "Do you know this tune?" to friends and family, only to be met by blank faces. I can't communicate to them what it is I'm remembering, because it's just a fragment, and they can't share the echo itself because it lives in my memory. Theologians often say religious experience is like that. It's something we can't quite communicate to anyone else because we don't have sufficient grasp of it to remember the whole tune. And nobody else can gain any purchase on what it is that we're remembering because it sits in our hearts and memories and can't be easily expressed to another. The Church of God is a remarkable body of people in that it is a group of people who have not only concluded that there is a tune we're all remembering, but who have also, after quite a lot of thinking and sharing, come to the conviction that we're all remembering the same tune. It's not a tune we can exactly reconstruct into an overall melody, but over millennia we've prayed, discussed and shared together and discovered that together we can discern the common tune's overall contours, its shape. And then, not content with simply discovering it, we've decided that what we really want to do is to try singing it. That in itself is an extraordinary thing. You've met Christians. You know we're no better at any of this than anybody else. So how on earth has the church managed to continue to exist over 2,000 years with all the scandals and crises and obviously fallible people in it? How has anybody managed to keep singing anything, let alone a tune we can all still just about recognise as the tune we share? The only explanation is that somebody else has written the tune and somebody else is directing us as a choir. It's the composer and the conductor who keeps us singing, not us believers. We Christians understand this composer of the tune of our faith and the conductor of our choir to be God's Holy Spirit. This month of May, in church, we hear more and more about the gift of God's Holy Spirit to his people, culminating in the great feast of Pentecost on the 8th of June. Do come along and join us and see whether you can remember echoes of the same tune too, for this tune is more ancient than the universe itself. Services at St. Helen's Benson take place every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and additionally there is a service for said Holy Communion service at 8:15 a.m. on Sunday the 18th of May. Services at St. Mary's Ewelm normally take place on Sundays at 11 o'clock. However, on the 18th of May the service will be at 12 noon to accommodate the Alice Chaucer Festival.